Harry and Tommy are about to pick up your arvo with stacks of fun. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas at Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Friday afternoon. And what a show we've got for you guys.
Thank
T-G-I-F. Yes. Yes.
You know I never understood those restaurant chains? That's what they stood for.
But I don't
TGY
think
Fridays.
TGY Fridays.
TGI
Thank God, yeah, Fridays.
Thank God it's Fridays, what the point I was trying to make, because we have been off the rails this week.
Yeah, you've been, I don't know what you've been doing, mate, but you've been coming in here with mighty bloodshot eyes.
Just as well, we have Vance Joy all the way from Barcelona to get us up and about.
I think you mean Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Barcelona, where you have pintos and tapas and...
Why? Is that how they speak?
I was putting lisps on words that
did not have. But you meant to say Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Is it Ibiza or Ibiza?
Ibiza.
Is it?
I don't know.
I think it's Ibiza.
No, it's Ibiza.
Ibiza.
I don't know, because when we spoke to Boy George on the project the other night, I'm sure he said Ibiza.
Yeah, but he's got a full British Ibiza accent. Yeah.
I know, but still, he would know, wouldn't he?
He would know. Why is Boy George the accent guy? Well, he knows he's wearing a funny hat.
He's been there enough time. He'd know what the place is that he's been to. Anyway, us unravelling this week has inspired this week's booty drop.
You can find me in the club.
Hit the clubs. The clubs. Makes me want to hit the club. Hit the club.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I ain't saying
wiggle.
It's been a while since we've done a bit of Missy Elliott, and I thought, how about since we lost control this week, we do Missy Elliott lose control. I couldn't even get out of it.
Hey, this week's booty drop. I hope you enjoy it. It's Missy Elliott. Booty control.
Gary and Tommy, it's Bickmore's booty drop. Thanks to McDonald's McSpicy range. Can you handle the heat?
Carrie and Tommy.
Missy Elliott's lose control for Bickmore's booty drop this Friday, Arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy.
And Vance Joy is with us from Spain, I think.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Why do we do that? Why? We never, because I do exactly what you just did, which
that
is
weird,
when
like,
you, yeah, when you can see other people, you're like, hey. You never do that in real life.
I know, it's weird. And like the story, like watching people's like home, what do they do? Like when they go live and it's always like, hello.
yeah. People, hello.
Hey, you talking about Zooms, we were talking yesterday on the show. I was doing an interview in the middle of the night the other night with someone over in the States, and my partner walked in behind my Zoom to ask me to keep it down, and it was 2 a.m. and he had no pants on, so...
That's so good.
Have you ever had any of those Zoom moments?
No, nothing. I haven't had no. My girlfriend hasn't come in without pants.
Did your girlfriend speak Spanish? Because we have been for a while thinking that we'd like, well, it's Tommy's idea that he wants to learn Spanish as a team, right? And we were thinking maybe we find someone to teach us Spanish. Do you speak Spanish? Does she speak Spanish?
No. Actually, she doesn't speak Spanish really. A little, like a couple of words, but no. Did you mean learn Spanish as a team?
Well, Vance, this is our radio show. This is all we've got time for. Thank you, mate.
I thought you were living in Spain. You'd at least be able to teach us one word, mate.
I know. I can teach you no entiendo, which means I don't understand.
Hey, welcome. Firstly, I know we had a little Spanish chat to start with, but we need to officially welcome you to the program. Welcome, Vance.
Thanks, guys.
This is exciting. You're coming home to tour. When's it happening? What's it going to be?
Yes, it's. I'm very excited to be getting back on the road. It's starting next year, so 2022 September. We start in September in Darwin. We do like 13 dates, but there's going to be more dates. I think we're going to try and pack it up as much as possible, visiting basically hopefully everywhere on the way back to Melbourne, finishing in November. So, yes, a lot of shows. Got a great lineup. Got the Rubens. The Middle Kids, Thelma Plum. A couple of new artists, Bujara and Mia Ray. So pretty big lineup, and very excited to get back on the road.
These are big shows too, and a lot of big outdoor, not only just regional venues, but then we've got things like the Sydney Opera House Forecourt and then the Melbourne Sydney Meyer Music Bowl. Big shows. We are back and we're ready to party.
Yes, exactly. That's the vibe. Trying to create a bit of a festival vibe, I think, on these beautiful outdoor venues. So, got some firepower with the support acts, I think.
It's been a while since you've been home, yeah? How long since you've been back?
Well, I think it's been about 6 months. I think I left in May and I'm coming back in 3 weeks to do a few things, see my family and friends, but I've also got one of my best friends is getting married. And so I'm the best man. So I have to come back. I've been organizing the bachelor party from over here.
Fun.
Fun. And that was like my main responsibility this year, was just organizing this bachelor party. Like that was the thing that stressed me out the most this year. So that's all organized. So I feel fine. The tour, all the other stuff, I was like, yeah, just post it. Just get it up. And that's fine. I've got to organize a dinner for 30 people.
Do you have to perform at every friend's wedding? You know, like when you've got a gift or a skill and everyone asks you to do something?
It happens sometimes. Like I've performed at a couple of weddings. I've performed at my manager's. My managers are married. So which is kind of, I'm like their son, I guess, surrogate son or something like that. But they got me to sing at their wedding, and that was great. And then I performed kind of impromptu at my childhood friend's wedding. So I'm kind of, I think if there's a band playing and there's instruments around, at a certain time, someone might ask me to play something, and then I'm pretty happy to play. I'm pretty happy to play. So if you guys have an opportunity, I'm
when Tommy gets married in 2060 or something, I'm sure he'll get you to come and help.
Yeah,
perfect.
With your best friend's wedding, if you still had to quarantine for 2 weeks, would you go?
That was, you know what, I was still like, I planned my whole trip. So I was going to do the 2 week quarantine. Like I was banking on that basically. And then when the news changed, I was like, oh my God, I don't have to do it. But I've done the 2 week quarantine. I did like 2 weeks in Sydney. And it was actually all right. I think like I'm built for that. Maybe I'm like a half robot or something that doesn't need like people around or something. Like that made me worried that I was enjoying it like too much, but
That's fun. The quarantine machine.
Is your girlfriend on the balcony hearing this at the moment, or?
I don't want people. People might be like, "Oh my God, it makes perfect sense." But yeah, the cricket was on. The food came every day.
Sounds like
they knocked on the door. I was like, "Yeah, it was like heaven." I was like, "Usually, I'm just ordering. I have to order the food, but now it just comes." I had no say in what the food was, so sometimes there's a few misses. You know, no offense to wherever I was, Sheraton in Sydney on the park. It was good, but I wrote a couple of songs. I remember I was singing. I wrote a song in there. I was thinking I was going to write like a million songs, but I did a few songwriting sessions and I wrote a song. And then I remember singing the demo in the wardrobe because it had good, like, not the wardrobe, it was like the closet, and I would
the acoustics.
Oh my God!
Right.
It had a little studio onlookers in there, so yeah.
They would just think you've lost your mind. They go, "This poor man's singing in his cupboard." We've got to get him out of here.
Hey, we've got more to chat to you about, including your ARIA nominations. Are you happy to stick around for one sec?
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That is Vance Joy and Missing Piece. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Friday arvo.
And we're joined now all the way from Spain with Vance Joy. Hey, 5 ARIA nominations. Congratulations.
Damn. Thank you, Carrie. Yeah, that was a surprise. I was, I just released one song this year, so.
But a bloody good one.
Imagine how many noms you'd get if you released more.
I know. I don't know if it works that way. Sometimes you release like a whole album and like crickets, but that was very cool. Very cool.
Now, Missing Piece is an absolute tune, so no wonder. Best pop release.
Hey, Vance, we've got a little segment. It's called Scat Chat. I want to ask you if you want to be part of it, but I don't know what to do if you say no.
That's okay. Well, I don't know what to say now.
Would you like to be part of Scat Chat, Beth?
Yes.
Yeah, great. Let's do it.
Time for Scat Chat.
Shall I start?
Oh, yeah.
I'm interested, Vance, what your favourite smell is.
Ooh. Wow. I don't know. Like, jasmine's pretty nice. Like the plant. That came to mind.
That's sweet.
Did you just go with what you can hear and then put an extra syllable on the end?
Jazz man.
Jazz man.
Yes. Jazz man. So I want to know, if you see a busker and they're playing one of your songs, do you give them music or do you take some of it away?
Give them money
give
or
them
music?
Money. Do you give them
money? Do you know how to do your own segment?
Vance,
give me one more shot at a question. Hang on. If you see a busker and they're playing your song. Yes, go. You go.
I should be giving money, right? But usually I just go, sometimes I go past. And I just smile at them. And maybe I'm so full of myself that I think that my smile is like enough.
Where was your first kiss when you were younger?
Ooh. I think there was a couple of pretty very innocent kisses in primary school at my friend James's house. But just peck on the, like quick peck on the lips.
Yep.
And everyone was doing it. Everyone was doing it. And, when I was 14, I kissed a girl at a park in Camberwell. And I remember it was kind of like, that was a little more wild. Like I was like talking and then I was like, whoa, then I'm kissing and then it's over. And then my friends are laughing at me. So that was traumatic, I guess.
But they were all doing it. So
everyone was doing it. Everyone was doing it.
Everyone was doing it.
Everyone's doing it.
We got time for one more. It's up to you.
We've asked everyone this question in Scat Chat, and it's had varying results. When was the last time you shit yourself?
Why are we going with that?
I thought you said that one.
I thought we removed that one.
I mean, this is a good question. This is the stuff I actually do like. This is great in conversation in general, I think. Just on the radio, it's like slightly, you want everyone to know. But it was last year, it was last September, I went, I can get pretty specific. It was very, like, 7th of September, and I went to a nice restaurant with my girlfriend, and she recommended that we get the snails. The caracoles. Another word I know in Spanish is caracoles because of the trauma. Caracoles. But I got these caracoles and we were eating them and I was like, I can't, such a big plate. And I was like, I better like make a dint on this giant plate of snails because I always feel bad if we leave too much food. So I ate a bunch of snails and one of the snails I was like, tastes a bit like dirt. You know, like I feel like I was eating dirt. Anyway, I was fine the rest of the night and then like 3 a.m. Anyway, then I had a little accident. It wasn't too bad, but I kind of just Jason Bourne getting rid of the evidence. No one knew. My girlfriend didn't know nothing. Everything was fine. She just turned over and I was like showered, dressed on my laptop in bed. And she's like, is everything okay? I'm like, yeah, everything's fine. I mean, it was a complication.
A complication.
I love that episode of Jason Bourne where he shits himself and has to...
Vance, it is always a pleasure chatting to you. Tickets for Vance Joy's The Long Way Home Tour are on sale now, so head to Frontier Touring website to get yourself some. Can't wait to see you back in person, mate. Have a good trip back home.
Thank you, guys. Great to see you guys. Thank you so much.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Friday, Arvo, it's Carrie and Tommy. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas at Chemist Warehouse.
Bit of Ralph Lauren, 30 mils, $39.99. There's honestly no better place to get fragrances. Just get one for every single family member. Wrap them up beautifully. Christmas Day, completely sorted.
If last Christmas you sat around and went, every person in my family stinks, you'll never have a Christmas like that again if you go to Chemist Warehouse. Because coming up next, the same backwards war to the end of the year continues.
Only got 3 weeks left. I'm so far out in front. I have no idea how the producers are somehow going to reverse engineer this for us to be like they do every year. one point apart going into the final week.
We'll see what happens next.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Your Friday arvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards.
It's your permitted with when yet.
Okay, what's the score?
It is 14-17.
14-17. Oh, so there's 3 weeks till the end of the year.
But there'll be a couple of double rounds in there, surely.
So have they fed you the answers this week just to give you a win?
Have they?
Sonda's overacting in the background there. Looked like they had.
I swear to God.
She just went like this.
I haven't.
I mean, it's very rich for the only person who's been caught cheating.
That's just not true. I will not have you tar me with a brush I don't deserve to be tarred.
Half the time
with.
You can't look at me at this in this game because you're looking at all the people in the room as they mouth you answers.
Do you remember the year that they actually gave you the answers?
They'd given you the answers.
No, they hadn't.
Oh, Sonda admitted
anyway,
she cheated.
Anyway, can we just play?
We're all in a good mood. Can we play?
Song number one.
Carrie.
Vickers.
It is
three.
Bruno Mars
two.
And Silk's Son. It's Silk's
one.
No Uptown Funk. 24 Karat
Tommy,
Mary.
Tommy, it is Bruno Mars 24 Karat.
One zip. Song number two.
Tommy. It is Eminem, Lose Yourself.
So that was good. I had one for me, one for you.
It's bad when you don't get your one, though.
I almost did. I was trying to be clever by doing a Silk Sonic song.
You got it.
What's
for
their
me?
Song that I like? Driving with the windows down?
Don't know.
For the win for Tommy.
Oh, God. Carrie.
Vickers.
It is.
Three.
Work.
Two.
And it is
one.
Kelly Rowlands.
Oh, yeah.
I'm back in the game.
No, that was nobody.
That was all me.
I definitely didn't cheat.
That was all me, I promise.
But I thought that was after Jesse said one, so I think that shouldn't count anyway.
No.
Yeah,
I
agree. I thought you buzzed out.
I got that in time.
What did you think, Eli?
Eli's scared.
I think it's fine.
Okay. Why is Eli scared? I mean, I will eat him up later.
Eat him up?
That doesn't
sound such a weird
threat. That doesn't sound scary because...
I'm going to eat
I'll
you
eat
up.
You up later.
Oh, Eli should be scared. I'm going to lick his nipple later if he crosses me.
I'll eat him
And then
up.
I'm going to flick his earlobe just a bit.
So what are we now?
2-1. 2-1.
Okay.
Tommy is one up. Here is song number four.
Tommy.
Three.
It is... Silk Sonic
2.
Smoking out the window.
Oh my God, I gave that to you! Oh, damn it.
It's like we're still alive, eh?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We have to talk again, remember?
Oh, God.
When we welcome our producers on, we must talk first, yes. Then they talk.
You mouthed it to me and I was like, what's happening? When you go, you
introduce
have to talk.
Bell.
All right, producer Bell, hello.
Hello. Hi, guys.
She always doesn't ever seem like she wants to actually be
I know.
Here. Do you notice that?
I'm just nervous about what I'm about to say.
Oh.
Are you quitting?
No. Why do I always think that whenever I come to the mic?
Because your tone sounds like you're quitting.
No.
That's the tone I had to use if I was quitting. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. I try and be a bit upbeat at the start. Hey,
hello.
guys.
You guys are amazing. You're so amazing.
You're the best. Hey, something we have to talk about.
Hey, Lou.
You know how you guys are coming to work tomorrow. I am not.
What's going on, Belle?
Well, Carrie, I think I am on my way to joining a club that you're part of. And you don't know that. So I'm just, I'm excited to tell you.
Is it Fire Pit Crew?
No, not that
okay.
one.
I didn't know I was in any clubs. I mean, I temporarily joined the biker gang last week, but that didn't last long.
What do you mean temporary?
What? There's no gang anymore. Remember, we hurt yourself.
We branded each other. You're a member for life.
What gang? What club? Is this a club you're proud of?
No.
Oh.
How long has Carrie been a member?
Are you hitting menopause, Bill?
No, stop that.
What?
I don't think menopause is possible at 27, right?
It is, actually. Yeah, it happens.
I think menopause can happen.
It does. Yeah.
No, I think it can happen. Yeah. I'm sure you're not going through menopause.
Yeah, anyway.
All right.
What, was that? What was the rest of that sentence going to be?
I got in a weird internet hole one day where I started bringing up all these facts about menopause. Anyway.
And what did you discover?
Because I didn't know anything about it. This is the one that I always remember about the post-menopausal heightened aroused that women experience.
Of course, that's the bit you took out of it all. Yeah.
Because their latent fear of getting pregnant disappears.
Do you remember any other facts that are of helpful to us women who are about to go through menopause?
I just knocked up going to at some point. Just knocked up my Tinder age range and got on with the game.
I thought you were going to say knocked up something else.
No, because they've got menopause.
I mean, they can still have... Yes, knocked up is getting pregnant. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So anyway, back to this thing that you and I have in common.
Yes.
Jessie's right. How long have I been in this club?
I feel like a few years.
And is it an age-related thing that I've started doing because I'm getting older?
No, but it's a stress-related thing.
Oh, am I in the club also?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
Yeah. Can I just tell you? It's club.
Oh, I was about to say, no, I'm enjoying the guessing game.
I think I said no.
Pretty quick to speak for someone with lockjaw.
It's also brave to yell it.
Okay, this is not funny. Are you getting lockjaw?
Yeah, I'm like on my way too, but I'm doing preventative treatments to stop
How do you know you're on your way to?
Because I have TMJ something.
Yeah. Right.
Too much jaw.
Tension there. So what's happening, have you noticed it over the last few years or just recently?
Just in the last couple of months.
Yeah. Oh, is it wedding pressure?
No.
And what?
That sounds like it is.
No.
Definitely not.
What preventative stuff have you been doing?
Well, this morning I had an internal massage in my mouth.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was really
good. They
hurt.
Don't
so
they? You think you're going to choke.
Someone else does it to you.
Yeah.
They put your fingers back down your down your throat.
Wait, they
right
put your
around
fingers
to the
down
side.
Your
no, their fingers down the back of your throat towards your jaw, and they honestly massage it. That's how they tried to unlock my jaw when it locked all those years ago. It's a physio that does it.
Is it nice or is it brutal?
No, it's horrible, isn't it, Belle?
Yeah, it's not enjoyable.
And did you feel any relief after?
Yes, yeah.
So do you have to go and get that more?
Mm-hmm.
And why?
Why don't you get a splint as well? Go get a mouth guard.
Yeah,
because that helps.
My gosh.
That's how it unlocked. So when I got my locked jaw, they sent me after they tried everything and it didn't work, and they gave me a splint, and the next morning it released.
I just think you need to give people a warning before you start talking so sexy.
Oh, sorry, guys.
They're just going to be cars careering off the road as we speak. Belle, what caused this increase in stress?
They don't know. Sometimes it's just like something that happens, or like your posture, or how you're sleeping, because I sleep on my stomach. So, yeah.
You sleep on your stomach?
Yeah, I sleep on my stomach with my head to the side. And.
Oh, okay. I was just picturing you
face down. Oh, it's nice to have company in this club, but I'm sorry that's what you're going through, Belle. Yeah, well, we can navigate this weird locked jaw world together.
I'll wear a mouth guard in solidarity.
Oh, thanks.
You do already, don't you?
Yeah.
Don't you wear one?
No. But why would I wear a mouth guard?
I thought you wore a mouth guard because of your braces or something. Oh, no, you had that.
Do you mean I had headgear when I was 14?
Yeah, maybe. Oh, imagine if Tommy Little wore headgear now.
Hey, guys. Pop into bed.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Friday afternoon. And coming up a little bit later on, $2,000 cash, all thanks to McDonald's McSpicy range, guys.
An unbelievable story has happened at an IVF clinic in the States that we're going to talk about next. The dilemma, I actually do not know what I would do if I was in this situation. It is heartbreaking, and we will discuss it next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Right around Australia this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I read the most heartbreaking story earlier in the week out of the US, and I thought, thank God there's some law in place or something that I think made this decision possible for this family, because what I'm about to tell you is a decision that no one could make. It is the absolute most impossible decision. A musician in America, Alexander Cardinal, and his wife have shared how they welcomed a baby a couple of years ago after undergoing IVF.
Yep.
And not long after the baby was born, the dad said he became suspicious that the baby perhaps wasn't his, didn't look like him, and they were sort of worried about this baby not being there. So they went and had DNA testing done.
Yep.
And they discovered that the baby wasn't theirs. In fact,
theirs?
There was another family.
As in both of them?
Yep. The other family at the IVF clinic had had a baby around the same time, and there'd been a mix-up somehow, and each of them had been given the wrong embryos. They'd swapped the two embryos and implanted them into these mothers.
Wow.
And they'd had each other's babies, and they only discovered at 4 months after they'd cared for and loved and welcomed these babies into their family. And here is the couple talking about that heartbreaking decision to whether to keep the baby they'd been raising as their own or swap with the other family.
When was the point where you said, something's not right?
I had a weird sort of a gut reaction when she was born. It wasn't anything logical. It was just like a instinct.
When I found out she wasn't mine, somehow I poured more love into her. I don't know. Maybe I was just clinging to her. But I was just so scared I was going to lose her, which I ultimately did.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they had to swap their babies. These two families had to swap their babies, and they talked about how one of the most heartbreaking parts of the whole thing was they had a little girl who was 5 at the time as well, and she had welcomed this little girl into their lives, their little baby sister, and they then had to explain to her that that wasn't her sister now, this baby was, and she talked about how the little girl retreated from them and stopped hugging them or kissing them anymore because she was confused as to why one of the kids was being swapped out. Like, you know, I don't know whether she thought, what will happen to me,
or
the whole thing. And I just remember thinking when I first read the story, you actually couldn't make a decision, I don't think. Like, I'm guessing legally they had to swap babies because their baby they had wasn't theirs.
Yeah.
But you couldn't make that decision.
No,
how do you make
not.
That decision?
No, I think the only, I mean, it must be so distressing for everyone involved. The only, and thank God that both babies were okay.
Oh, I know. I know, absolutely. And now as families, they're quite close and they're saying they want to stay in each other's lives. But I don't know how you undo that. Like, those the first, like, few months, that attachment, the bond you form, it's just so – I just can't – yeah, I can't imagine. And I wonder what now happens to the IVF clinic that gave them the wrong embryos. Like, how do you have faith ever in an IVF clinic again?
Well,
like,
knowing it's in the States, though, we have the pants absolutely
sued
off
them.
But maybe the good thing that comes out of it is whatever checks and balances weren't in place, maybe
in place.
It become mandatory.
Oh, it's heartbreaking.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Right around Australia for your Friday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We haven't chatted words for a while.
Yeah!
Carrie and Tommy talk etymology.
Etymology, yeah!
It's a really cool segment, you just have to trust me.
It's about where words come from, yeah!
That doesn't sound cool, but trust us, you'll see.
Yeah!
Can I tell everybody about Waleed crushing my soul the other night?
I don't quite understand why he crushed your soul, though.
Because I said that I was really into etymology.
Yeah.
And he said, you should get an etymology dictionary. Well, first he said you should get a dictionary.
An etymology dictionary?
Yeah. And then I said, that's so cool. And he said, yeah, my favourite one is nice.
The word nice.
Yeah. And I said, what? And he said, nice. And then he started just boring me with some kind of information about where nice came from. And I was like, oh, no, man, I like
phrases,
you know,
where the phrase came from.
Things like happy as Larry and stuff.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, you don't like etymology. That's the origin of phrases. And I went, okay.
So do we need to redo our opener so it's about the origin
of
phrases?
No,
origin of phrases.
It's where phrases originate from.
Well, I've got a phrase for you. Actually, I've got a phrase and a word, so it's a bit of both. Waleed will be happy. In fact, Waleed and you and I were having this conversation the other night on the desk because we were playing a song coming back from the break, Crowded House's song, I think it's With or Without. No, that's you too.
Weather With You.
And there's a phrase that says something like, lie like a lounge room lizard, do you sing like a bird released? And I said to him something about the lying. I said, oh, why do you think, is it a heartbreak song? Why do you think that he's being lied to? And she, and Walid goes, no, like lying flat on the couch.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. My whole life I've thought he was being lied to like a Landrum lizard. And then he said, but what do you think a Landrum lizard is? And I'm like, I've never thought about it. I thought it was an expression for like a dirty dog or like a bit of a...
Like a lying snake.
Like a bit of a snake, like a guy that you can't trust. Anyway.
So have you ever said to your friends when they get cheated on, have you gone, oh, that Landrum lizard? You can spot a Landrum lizard from a mile away.
He's doing what he does best.
Here's the twist, guys,
because then Walid started Googling, which he doesn't have to do often because most of it's up in that noggin. But no. On this day, he started Googling and he said, oh, do you know what a lounge lizard is? And I said, what do you mean? And he said, when you Google lounge lizard, it says ladies man or social parasite.
Oh, my God, Jesse, you finally worked out where you are.
And it's not, I mean, that's lounge lizard, not lounge room lizard.
That's true.
So but, whether there's a difference, but maybe it's not about lying on the couch like a slob. It's like lying, like telling fibs like a ladies man.
Do you think?
I mean.
I just don't think so. But
can we
good.
Ask the Finn brothers? ask Crowded House.
Because what's the other one? Sing like a bird release?
Yes. Well, that's
like,
obvious.
I feel like it's just like you're doing things that you want to, like. Do like you lying on the couch for hours?
Well, maybe, or you're being lied to, like a ladies'
man. Or you're
man.
A pants man.
a social parasite.
You're a social parasite who only operates in one room of the house. Get him in the kitchen; he's a dreamboat. But in the lounge room, God, he'll lie to you.
Carrie and Tommy
around the country for your Friday arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh no!
Can Carrie
so hot and hurt?
And Tommy.
Ah!
Can you handle the heat? Get the mix spicy, double mix spicy, cheese and bacon mix spicy, and spicy McPieces now.
Wow! We've been put through the ringer all week, Bickers.
Today, what are we doing? We're playing a game of 20 questions. Yes.
Sunder, the hot queen.
I've actually handed the reins to Jesse.
Jesse, the hot king.
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot easier than what you've done before. Well, not easier, but less painful. So.
I love when someone makes something sound not exciting from radio and then quickly has to backtrack. Oh, it's going to be a lot easier. I mean, not necessarily easier.
A real challenge.
Yeah, it'll be a different variety of tough.
So I'm thinking of a hot celebrity, and you guys are going to try and guess who it is, but it's like 20 questions.
J-Lo.
Yes. No. Oh. But if you guess too soon, you're out, right?
Okay.
You get to ask yes or no questions.
Okay.
And if you get one of them wrong, if you get a no, it swaps to the other person.
Okay, great.
Should we meet who we're playing for?
Yes.
Yeah. Melanie, hello.
Hello, Carrie. How are you going?
Yeah, good. I didn't do too well in the hot sauce challenge, but I've got this covered.
I hope Melanie. So. I have total confidence in you.
Melanie, she actually cheated yesterday.
I didn't
and
cheat. I didn't
attended.
Know I had to drink the whole spoonful of hot sauce.
When do you ever say drink a spoonful?
I just thought I had to have a little nibble.
Melanie, you've got a cheater on your team, and good luck to both of you. Jake the Snake, hello.
Hello, Tommy. How are you?
Mate, just excited to be on the winning team. How do you feel about it?
I've got confidence in you, my man. I'm pretty excited.
Good man. I'm going to do my best here, Jakey. All right. Jesse, you ready?
I am ready. Because you can start. First question.
Cheating again.
Okay. Am I American?
Yes.
Am I female?
Yes.
Am I a pop star?
Yes.
Ooh, I'm doing good at this. Told you, Melanie. Am I also a movie star?
No.
Ooh. Okay.
Tommy.
Jake, do you think I just have a crack at it or do you think I ask some questions?
I reckon you have a crack at it, my man. Give it a
but
crack.
If he gets it wrong, Jake, he's first then you're out.
Hey, hey.
Confidence. Oh.
Jake, it's up to you.
It's high risk, high reward.
It's high risk, high reward.
But it is in the ball in his, is in his court, so if he gets it wrong and it comes back to me, then Melanie wins the money. So
I can ask some questions if you want, Jake.
No, I reckon go for it, man. If you've got confidence, I've got confidence in you, so.
Am I Rihanna?
No.
Oh!
Which means Bickers win.
I mean, didn't even do anything to win.
Jake, I'm sorry. I really thought I had you there, brother. I'm so sorry.
That's all good, my man. That's all good.
Oh, sorry.
Melanie, Carrie, 2 grand's yours.
So that's amazing. That's the best Christmas present ever. Thank you so much.
Who was it?
It was Cardi B.
I would never have got that. I thought maybe Gaga.
Well, I thought Rihanna.
Yeah, you did. You thought wrong.
At least I said my thoughts.
She is hot, though, and spicy.
Isn't she?
It is all thanks to McDonald's McSpicy range. Can you handle the heat?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Friday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guess the news. What's the news? Guess the headline. Got time?
I gave you a bit of the news story. You got to guess the rest because thank you for the yawn. It's giving me confidence in this segment. When you went on safari, where was it? Was it South Africa?
It was in South Africa, Kruger.
Okay. This is a man in the same part of the world. He's made the news. Why?
Was he a local or was he there visiting?
No, he was holidaying in South Africa. And I reckon, judging by the kind of situation, I reckon he was doing a similar thing to you.
A safari.
Or something like that, okay. In a remote area.
In a remote area. Mm. Was he with people or on his own?
He was with people and thank gosh he was.
Because he came across an animal.
He did come across.
While out strolling.
No, he wasn't strolling.
He was driving in a car. When's, on his own.
When's one of the more terrifying, vulnerable moments you could come across?
Oh, he was doing a wee behind a bush.
Ooh, close. He was sitting on a toilet.
He was sitting on a toilet, like in the outback, in the safari.
Yeah,
like
one of those camping bog drop toilets. Yeah, yeah.
And which animal came up towards him? Hippo.
Where would you want to be attacked? If you're on the toilet, where's the most, like the least scary place to be attacked from, you reckon?
Do you like from behind or in front?
Yeah, or yep.
Probably your feet.
So something coming
actually, no,
at,
I wouldn't
something
want
you
a
can
snake.
See coming
oh!
at you.
Actually, no, it would be terrifying. So probably from behind so you didn't see it coming.
So something from behind. Something is there anywhere behind. Else that you wouldn't be able to see it coming?
On top of your head.
Anywhere else?
Up the toilet.
Up the toilet.
Oh, my
correct.
God. What came up the toilet?
And this is a world first for this. This is a world first in terms of the what they had to perform on this man.
Rattlesnake? No, they don't have rattlesnakes. They don't have snakes there, do they?
They have snakes. Oh, yeah.
What sort of snakes do they have?
A
there?
Deadly cobra.
Oh, my yes. God. Came up while he was on the drop.
So the cobra was actually the cobra was actually asleep. In the toilet.
Oh, my God.
He didn't notice him. And then I just imagine, it's a pretty rude shock to get woken up by someone taking
a poo
yes,
on top of your head.
On you.
You'd make you pretty annoyed.
Yeah, and what would you do?
Yeah,
you'd open your mouth.
Yeah.
and you'd go for.
You'd launch. That's one of my fears growing up is yeah. snakes, because yep. we grew up in the hills, is yes. snakes in toilets. Whenever we'd go to public toilets, like when we'd go walking on big walks yep. and stuff, and my mum would go, duck in. I'd squat, but I would look all around, up the roof, yes. in the toilet, because I was waiting for one to come up and bite me on my bits.
That's why I'd hovercraft all the time.
You only hovercraft. You never sit on the seat. Please tell me you never sit on the seat.
No.
Not because of the snakes.
No.
Because they're quiet.
Yeah, no. Nah, yeah, never. Never. Anyway, back to this man.
Oh, I thought you told me. He got bitten by a cobra on the bits.
Oh, I haven't told you what fully happened. Sorry. Oh. He got bit, the teeth sunk into his testicles, and then he had to get airlifted out. Guess how far they had to go? 350 km. By then, the pain had spread from his testicles to his stomach and chest, and he started vomiting.
Oh, poor thing.
And that's when the doctor said they'd never seen a bite by this snake testicles before. So you know what they did? They got all the other doctors to come have a look, because it was the first time. They said, come have a look at this guy's testicles.
Can you stop saying that word?
What?
Yes, you know the word. You said it four times in a row.
Testicles.
No more.
Okay. anyway, he ended up having to get a graft. Everything is fine, but he had to have 3 surgeries.
So the bite itself, the poison didn't sting?
The poison
did. Kill?
Didn't kill.
No.
No. But they had to go through, clean it all up, do a bit of, here's a bit of skin there, here's a bit of that.
Where?
There.
So what skin's he now got on his what skin's he got?
No,
knee skin or?
You can't say that.
What?
You can't say that.
I want to know what skin they used. No. Heel skin?
No, they went with a bit of armpit.
Did they?
No, they didn't.
Oh.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Friday afternoon. And guys, Christmas is a great time to be a letterbox.
It is a great time to be a letterbox, Jesse. I mean, a lot of people might be thinking, that's a weird thing to say, but you haven't really thought about it because Christmas time is the only time where letterboxes get dressed up. People put funny
things other than bills in it.
Yes, prezzies. You're so excited to go out and see what you've got in your letterbox and to celebrate. We are going to dress up some letterboxes in conjunction with the wonderful folks at Australia Post and put some amazing prizes in them that you can win. All you have to do is head to carrieandtommy.com.au and tell us what you want delivered in your letterbox, and one of those prizes might just be in there.
Christmas is a great time to be a letterbox. Make sure you stuff your loved ones letterboxes this Christmas by sending cards and parcels. Spread the merry with Australia Post.
Do you think they have letterboxes in Spain?
Yes, and they're called Le Box de Letter. I don't know why I'm French.
Well, Vance Joy is up next, live from Spain, standing next to his letterbox. I mean, I don't think he is. Be bad reception probably out at the letterbox.
No, that's where you go to get the good reception. He might be.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home, the Savo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And the boss of the show, Sonda, has stepped up to the microphone because I believe there are some things in your personal lives that you guys need to discuss.
Oh, yeah?
Mm.
Do you think we're friends?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too. No, I totally think that we're
friends.
Well,
I thought I was one of Tommy's best mates and discovered I wasn't even in the top nine. So I get nervous now when someone asks me that.
Am I in the top nine?
Of my friends.
Okay.
Definitely not if I'm not.
What do you mean?
Hang on.
You are.
Definitely not.
You are.
Am I?
Sonda, you keep talking.
Okay.
You've already told me that I wasn't.
That's
and
not
you
true.
Can't
I've never
back.
Told you trap
you
me.
You sat at lunch.
You trap me.
You sat at lunch and someone
me.
Said to you, who would your best friends be? And for about 20 minutes you named people and I didn't even get a look in.
You trapped me. For years I was calling you one of my best friends and you called me an acquaintance.
That's true.
Yes.
But then things flipped, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, acquaintance, Sonda is talking.
But yes, Sonda, of course.
So I
think you're one of my closest friends.
I think about like when I moved and you dropped a sandwich at my front door
because
you were like, you're going to be hungry. Just one less thing for you to think about. You're so thoughtful and lovely.
Yes.
And I, out of like because of our friendship, yeah. I am happy to install the toilet seat that I've brought with me for your toilet.
Oh my gosh, you did. Thank you.
Because what's happened? Because you've got a toilet seat off.
So weirdly, yeah. I've been using a toilet seat that's a bit skew-iff. I mean, you've all sat on it. It doesn't fit the toilet properly and it's broken for a good 8 years. And then Sonda happened to mention that she was trying to flog a toilet seat on eBay or something and she moved house. And I said, oh, I need a toilet seat. And she goes, you can have my toilet seat.
Yeah.
So now we're going to exchange toilet seats. Well, I'm going to get your toilet seat.
I'm
not going to give you my old one.
Oh,
but,
you're going to take a toilet seat.
So you're offering to install it.
I'll install it. I have no problem because I want to make sure it fits. I don't want to replicate the same skew with thing.
But yeah. I don't feel like you should install it, but well, sure, I don't know how to, so it's helpful if you can.
I think there's something coming.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
I think there's something coming.
So you're not just coming on air to say, here's the toilet seat and have fun.
So in my mind, this is just something that friends do for each other. But my husband is a little bit weird and because he's had a Gumtree ad for $50 for the toilet seat, he's like, I'll give it to Carrie for 45 cash. And I'm like, I can't ask Carrie.
I'm happy to pay for it.
Are you?
Yeah, of course I'm happy to pay for
so
it.
That's so weird for me to ask
Why?
You
Why? You
for
haven't
money.
Used it. I need to buy a toilet seat. I'm just getting it through rather than going to the...
You have used it.
No, no. Look, it's in the packet.
It's unused. Look. There's zero... I assumed I was paying for it.
Well, do you know how much I paid for it, though?
You said 200, didn't
you? I know.
That's what I thought. That's...
No.
I'm happy to pay 200 bucks.
No, don't.
I reckon you can get more than 45 if it's brand new. I didn't know. I thought it was a used toilet seat. I thought you guys were just taking each other's bogs and having a ride.
I am happy to pay. This saves me going to the Bunnings or the Reece store. I assumed I was paying for it.
No.
You install it for me, babe, and I'll slip you 200.
I don't want that. So awkward and makes me feel really...
Why?
I tell you what, you give me 200.
No, don't.
And I'll give Sonda whatever she's comfortable with.
But why? I don't want Adrian. How awkward. Did you have a conversation about the fact that he didn't want me to get it for
free? This is why they say.
So awkward.
It was like 45 cash and I laughed. He said, "What? Why are you laughing?" We've also had to sell our mower to my best friend. I'm like, why can't we just give these people stuff for free? He's like, normal people sell things to their friends.
Oh, now your husband thinks I'm a tight ass because of you.
No, isn't it? You've got a big ass. Isn't that why you had to change the toilet seat?
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
It's your Friday afternoon and the end of the week. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy Wrapped or Raw.
Boss, what order do you want here?
Oh, I just like to unfold naturally. But it'll go you, Jesse, okay. Then me.
Yep,
no, actually, I think me first.
Okay.
Because I want to talk about the most exciting person we spoke to this
week. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We spoke to our millionaire, yes, Stacey, a few days from her big, after her big win, and the money hadn't hit her account yet. But what I thought was astounding is we called her, but yet she ended up apologising to us.
But I wanted to say, Carrie, to you, I wanted to apologise because I said to you, what? And I felt so rude. In retrospect, I keep
about
watching
when?
It going, when you were announcing and you said, Stacey, and I said, what?
What?
And I just keep, it keeps playing in my head. I was rude.
Oh, Stacey.
Big more.
I mean, I almost took the money off you, Stacey, and sent it to your room.
Tommy Lid, oh, my God. And I forgot to call you Thom and oh, and I just, oh, there's so much I wanted to say. But in the moment, I was just crying and snotting. Yeah.
What a legend.
Yes. I think you would respond with what if someone said, oh, you've got $1 million. You go, what?
What?
I think it's quite a natural response.
Yes. And I didn't even, when I heard it, I thought it was like, what?
Yeah.
What?
But she was like, oh, what?
What? What?
Such an attitude.
Jesse.
Millionaires with their attitude.
Oh, my God. As soon as you give them $1 million, they go gross.
Jess, how are you feeling this week?
Guys, I'm absolutely wrapped because even though the time game was probably the weirdest edition that we've ever
had. Was it the weirdest for you?
That's how weird it was. It was weirdest.
Do you know what I discovered, just a little side note, the other day? Do you know there's a word called practicable? Not practical. Practicable.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I discovered it at the same time that you did.
Yeah.
You were saying it on TV.
On TV. I said practical, and Waleed said it's a legal term, and I think you'll find it's practicable.
Practicable. So,
never use for it.
What is the weirdest thing?
Well, Kylie was the worst ever performance that we've had, but she was still heaps of fun.
Come on, Kylie. We've got to get one at least in the five somewhere. Can you do that for us?
I'm going to try.
Ask Kylie.
What am I asking Kylie?
Ask Kylie about the five letters in her name.
Kylie, how many letters in your name?
Five.
Oh, my gosh, Kylie.
Do I win?
No.
Yep. Oh, no. Okay.
You've got to guess the number of seconds.
I'm going to hand
you over to Jesse.
Start.
Stop.
What happened? Kylie, what happened?
I don't know. I can't go.
Kylie. The weirdest decision of this time
came in. Kylie, did you just get a bit excited?
Yes, I did.
Oh, Kylie, you're the best.
It happens to Tommy sometimes too, Kylie.
Yeah, it does. And that's what I say too. Stop. Kylie. Kylie, how so funny.
What was it in the end, Jez? How far
into it? It was 3.02.
Oh, God. It felt like 1 second.
No, I thought it was like 1.2. I remember it as being this. Stop. Yeah. Like you were trying to beat Jesse.
How are you going this week?
I'm wrapped. We spoke to all-around legend and Victorian Australian of the Year,
yes,
Dylan Allcott, about his retirement, of course, after the Australian Open. We opened the phones and just some love flowed on in.
Yeah, I didn't tell anyone this, so I'm the new bachelor. No. So I've decided to retire after the Australian Open, and it was actually funny. There was a press release put out yesterday, and it's like, Dylan Allcott has some news, and I thought no one was going to turn up. And then there was I just didn't think much of it, and I've just been shocked with the response being online. I've actually got a bit emotional thinking about it. But, you know, we've been friends for a while, and you guys have known this is coming secretly, but didn't really know when. And, I just, even if I didn't do the Golden Slam, I was doing it.
Dylan, I just wanted to say a big thank you for being such an amazing advocate for people with disabilities. It's because of people like you that my son Rooster got involved in wheelchair sports, and it's changed his bloody life. And I just want to wish you and Chantel the best into the future.
Oh, I get a bit emotional, Tanya. That's really nice. And shout out. That's so nice. And I really appreciate that. I hope your son dominates the sport. But even if he doesn't go to the Paralympics, you know, just being out there with a purpose, getting fit, meeting people, that was the best thing that ever happened to me is meeting people like your kid, you know what I mean? And I was like your kid at one stage. So I really appreciate it. And thanks so much for calling me.
What a legend.
What a legend. What a great week. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Now that the show's over, Carrie and Tommy can go and sort their Christmas shopping. This Christmas, why not give the gift of a great fragrance from Chemist Warehouse? Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.